It's Wednesday, October 30th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The national security official who listened to Trump's Ukraine call says the White House transcript was doctored to omit key details. Meanwhile, a new CNN poll has Bernie Sanders edging out Elizabeth Warren for the lead in the New Hampshire primary. And lastly, Missouri's state health director testifies that he kept a spreadsheet to track Planned Parenthood patients' menstrual periods. That's really disturbing, but it's also some Excel skills. I gotta give him that.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The New York Times reports that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the national security official who listened to Donald Trump's July conversation with Ukraine's leader, told House impeachment investigators Tuesday that the White House intentionally omitted key details from the rough transcript of the call it released last month. According to the Times, Vindman said the omissions included Trump mentioning recordings of Joe Biden discussing Ukraine corruption and Ukrainian President Zelensky's explicit mention of Burisma Holdings, the company that had Biden's son Hunter on its board. Vindman said there are ellipses in the memo that indicate dropped words, and Trump spoke about tapes of Biden where the third ellipses is placed. Following Vindman's deposition Tuesday, House Democrats unveiled a resolution detailing the next steps in their impeachment inquiry into Trump. The House is scheduled to vote on the resolution Thursday. A new poll from CNN has Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in a close race among likely voters in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation Democratic presidential primary. Sanders leads the poll with 21%, and Warren is a close second with 18%, while former Vice President Joe Biden polled in 15%. Biden's polling numbers saw the biggest change, dropping 9% since CNN's last New Hampshire poll in July. Sanders has widened his edge as the most progressive candidate in the field. 47% see him that way, up from 40% who said the same in July. Sanders has also pulled ahead when likely voters are asked to name the most likable candidate in the field, with 27% to Biden's 20%.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
In a revelation Tuesday that activists in Missouri described as, quote, deeply disturbing, the state's health director testified at an administrative commission hearing that he kept a spreadsheet to track Planned Parenthood patients' menstrual periods. The Kansas City Star reported that Williams, an OBGYN appointed to his position in 2017, quote, said the spreadsheet was made at his request by the state's main investigator to identify patients who had undergone failed abortions, unquote. Ghoulish. The testimony came as part of a contentious legal battle over the Missouri Health Department's refusal to renew the license for Planned Parenthood's clinic in St. Louis, which is the state's last remaining abortion care provider. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to formally recognize and denounce the systemic killing of about 1.5 million Armenians as a genocide under the Ottoman Empire, now modern-day Turkey. Lawmakers have previously avoided formally recognizing the genocide, as the move could impact relations with Turkey, which has denied the crime amounts to genocide. A new Selzer & Company poll finds just 51% of all suburban voters now say they would definitely vote for a candidate other than Donald Trump. Suburban women especially appear motivated to make their disapproval felt. 88% of suburban women said they would definitely vote in the 2020 presidential election, 10 points higher than voters overall. Nature.com reports that sea level projections for the year 2050 show that land currently home to 300 million people will fall below the elevation of an average annual coastal flood. And lastly, climate change activist Greta Thunberg was awarded the 2019 Nordic Council Environmental Prize, but she won't be accepting it. Thunberg said on Instagram on Tuesday, quote, "The climate change movement does not need any more awards."
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.